Well, hello, hello, and welcome to Story Frequency. It's Tina Constant here, and this is the biggest story ever told. Now, a queen ruled over a mighty land. She had guided her nation through pain and through strife. She had won battles, and she had lost some. She had worked hard, she had loved beyond measure, and she had found, shared, and spread peace. Ask any of her subjects, and they would say that she had reigned well. She had lived full, and she had built a legacy worth preserving. With all of that behind her, she decided it was time to commission a portrait. Not just any portrait, but one that showed the whole story. Her time and the time of those who came before her. "That's what I will do," she said. "I will commission a portrait, not just of me, but of this whole house." And with that, she put out a call to all the painters, the sculptors, the potters, and the artists of every kind to come to the castle and create a family portrait in whatever style they saw fit. And the artists came in droves. Such incredible work, such mastery. The likeness of the characters in these portraits were uncanny. Almost like that likeness of the queen and her family could step off the page and walk the earth. But no matter the skill, the queen still couldn't quite love the result. Something was missing. She just didn't know what it lacked. "Soul," is what she finally said. "All of these portraits are fine, but they don't capture the essence of all these souls and all of these lives." So the call went out again. "A portrait of the house that captures the soul." Well, as you can imagine, no one came forward. Not a single artist raised their hand. The queen waited a whole year and a day, and was just about to give up when there was a light tap on the castle gate. It wasn't a painter, or a sculptor, or a potter, or an ironmonger. It was an old crone. And in her hands, she had a brown paper package. Well, the courtier who answered the door dismissed the old woman and said, "The queen isn't in the market for scraps." Well, the old woman, she left the package at the door nonetheless and ambled back down the road humming a tune. From her bedroom window, high up in the tower, the queen watched the old woman until she disappeared into the forest, a little like sunlight into the fog. Then she put on her slippers, climbed down the stairs, walked through the great halls, through the kitchen, and out the back gate where the package the old woman delivered still lay. The queen unwrapped the package, studied the contents for a long time, and she finally smiled. Then, still wearing her slippers, she ran after the old woman into the trees, along a narrow stony path, over a brook, through a tunnel carved out of tangled vines, and finally to a lake, still and gleaming, soft and so full of life that the queen had to stop to breathe it all in. On the edge of that lake was a small stone cottage. Sitting on the steps outside the cottage was the old woman. The queen joined the old woman and unwrapped the package, leaving only the piece of cloth that had been inside it. She pointed to the first thread on that piece of cloth. "This thread," she said, "is from a blanket that warmed me on the day of my birth." And the old woman chuckled. The queen picked another thread. "This one was from my father's cloak, the one he wore to the battle that he didn't return from. This thread broke my heart." The old woman touched another thread. "This one is from the tunic worn by the love of your life." And the queen laughed. "This is from the day we danced all night." Thread by thread, weave by weave, the crone and the queen unpacked her life and the lives of everyone who had come before her, until they came to the edge where the thread hung loose and unknotted. "If I may," the crone said, then pulled a thread from her own shawl and wove it into the cloth. "This is the day we met." With that, the queen turned the cloth into a cloak, and from that day on to the end of her days, she added to it, thread at a time, each one a story, each one a soul she touched and who touched her in return. A true portrait of all of us, she said in her final moment, wrapping herself in the cloak so long and so thick that everyone she loved could huddle beneath it. A true and growing family story, the biggest tale ever told.